Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Very subtle, but very, very powerful, direct, and accurate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know most of us are not taking notes, but I was able to put something down from what he said. And very pivotal. He said something that I don't want to just, forget quickly. Said God gave Adam the ability to name all the animals, and whatever Adam called that one jumping and hanging on different trees. Said, this one look like a jump like a monkey. Your name is monkey. This one you are roaring like a king of the jungle. Okay, I name you lion. This one you are behaving like you are behaving slippery. We call fish, and all of that. I want to bless the name of the Lord for that word. Can you celebrate God's servant, Pastor Bing, Pastor Tokbe? Hallelujah. And also our wonderful sound of refuge. Hallelujah. Sound of refuge. Praise the Lord. Can we put our hands together for them as well? They are one of the reasons I run back from wherever I am. I wish I can be spending all my weekends in Lagos. And it's possible, come to enjoy God's presence. Hallelujah. Also, I'd like to also appreciate God's servant, Pastor Gbenga Shafe, in whom I have been delegated the authority to bring God's word today. I've never had any regret following him for the past 11 years. It has been an awesome journey. And most times I tell him some things and he just tells me, wait, no form of offense. When your prophet is telling you, are you seeing clearly? Yes, God has given us ability to, channel some course of our lives, but we still have some spiritual authority over us. And he's someone I really, really appreciate, and I don't take this opportunity for granted. I'd like you to celebrate God's servant wherever he is. He's in Lekki Church now. Just celebrate him. He's a great father. I don't want to confuse him for my brother. He's a great father. Praise the Lord. I also want us to celebrate God's servant, Pastor Wumi, in the house. Today is not Mother's Dinner. Why is the shout so loud? Hallelujah. Pastor Wumi too. I was telling somebody yesterday that a lot of people confuse her for Auntie Wumi. You won't find me call her Auntie Wumi. That's no honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Intelligent, smart, sharp. Hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God. Praise the Lord. And also, I want to celebrate everyone here. You made it to this second service. Put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. So, I just want to build on what Pastor Tokwe has said, and I try to scratch a bit. He said, whatever Adam named those animals, or whatever Adam named everything, that was their name. God did not have to come down and say, no, Adam, you made a mistake here. Because what? God had already relinquished authority and dominion to Adam. So, I like to let you know that whatever you name your situation, that is what it will be. Whatever you call that challenge, that is what it will be. If you see it as something you can easily surmount, so be it. If you see it as something that has affected your bloodline for years, we have been struggling with this for years, so be it. Hallelujah. So God has given you that authority. I want to build on that before I jump into my notes. Hallelujah. So we're going to be looking at exercising dominion. Praise the Lord. So Tokwe has spoken elaborately on walking in dominion. So we are going to be looking at exercising dominion. Hallelujah. The end time church is ordained as a reigning church. You and I are ordained to reign and to rule over the affairs of life. In Psalm 110, verse 1, 2, and 3, verse 1 says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand." Psalm 110, verse 1. He said, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." I try to imagine and meditate. That is to say, I will sit down and I will put my legs on my enemy. Am I correct? I will place my legs on my enemy. He said, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until." So even if it has not happened, sit down there. Even if the dominion has not, you have not seen it, stay there. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. So many times the enemy will want us to rush in and rush out. God has assured us that this is, in fact, from December last year, I started experiencing that dominion. Because I said to myself, 2026 will be far better than 2025. I kept prophesying. I kept seeing it. I kept believing it. I kept walking in that direction. Hallelujah. And in verse 2, he said, "The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule, Harvest Word Assembly, in the midst of your enemies." He said, "Rule, Harvest Word Assembly, in the midst of where? Your enemies." He said, God is saying, rule in the midst of witches and wizards. I know some of us are dodging that aspect. They will kill you if you don't rule over them. Forget it. They will harm you if you don't rule over them. So why don't you take that initiative and be offensive? Rule over. Rule over that challenge. Rule over that problem. Rule over that thing that has, brought your family into captivity. Rule over it. Rise up and rule over it. Hallelujah. Everything that represents demonic operation, God has given us dominion to rule over it. The darkness is more real, but much more real is the kingdom of God, the power of God. I started seeing a lot of videos and I appreciate them so much. You choose the one you want to watch. A lot of AI videos, and there are some that I started saving, demonstrating the power of God and Christian sensitivity. How a child of God needs to be sensitive in the place of prayer and always learn to pray, counsel things, rule, take dominion. There was one I saw. A lady, I don't know if I've shared this before, a guy shook a lady in her business premises. The business was booming. Oh my God, she was in charge. She was in charge of that territory in terms of her business. The business was booming, and somebody, they had planned to say, okay, let us visit her. And the lady said, don't forget the assignment. The guy said, yes. And he went in. What's the assignment? Just normal greeting. Shake. There was a time God gave me an instruction not to shake anybody in one particular office. I just told them, sorry, my hands are not clean. And that was how I escaped. That was a specific instruction for that day. Even my colleagues that wanted to shake me, I just appealed to them. I don't know why God would give such instruction. But that lady shook that guy. And what happened? It's an AI video. It's a comedy, or it's a lesson for us. It's not a real life story. And what happened? Something entered into the lady's hand. And that thing started, it's a cockroach actually. And that thing flooded her business. And anyone that got into that premises the next day, they ran out because that place stinks. That place was smelling. No customer could stand that smell. That's why I say God has given us dominion to rule over the works of darkness. Yes, we know African magic, darkness is real, but much more real is the dominion mandate that God has given unto us. Much more real. You must understand that. We tend to always believe that, oh, let me not just try them. Let me stay my own. Let them. There is a lie. They will come for you and they will take away your generation. affect you, they see that it's not enough, they will go for your own children. Hallelujah. You need to watch some Christian movies like Spirituals 1 and 2 and all of that. It will teach us, even Abejo, it will teach us a lot of things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in verse 3, the Bible says, that's Psalm 110 verse 3, it says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. The day of God's power is not coming. It is now. The day of dominion is not tomorrow. It is now. God has told us that now, rule. There is no excuse for not ruling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are already in the era of dominion. For Jesus said, I will build my church, the gate of hell. Darkness will not prevail. Darkness will not prevail. God is saying, I will build you to actualize dominion and influence this year. Darkness cannot stop you. It doesn't matter where that darkness is coming from. You are much more powerful and a carrier of God's DNA than any darkness. Just do the right thing and pray. And most times, if you cannot join your husband or your wife in praying, if your wife is praying at night, please, husband, don't just turn the duvet and enjoy the AC. Say amen to their prayers. Because you are stamping your spiritual authority on that prayer. Even if, likewise, if you are tired of praying in the night and your husband is praying, don't just fold your arms and just like, you know, he's the head, let him continue. Agree with him. Agree. That's why whenever you see me, you see they sing this song, the Lord who answers prayer, I dance scatter. I don't care who you are. Some people say, this guy dances without respect. Yes, so there was a day we were dancing in school, undergraduate, off camera now. We're just gathered, Christians, and we're dancing. It was my turn. I got into the middle, and I was dancing. I was like a Niger Delta militant. I was dancing. I didn't know. Something happened. Just imagine what happened. Somebody just tapped me. I just did like this. And I took, before the sisters there, you know, hallelujah. But I saw what prayer has done for Christians in scriptures and even in real life situation. Hallelujah. So I encourage us, for us to, you know, take dominion this year, we must be deliberate. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I will build my church, the gate of hell will not prevail. Hallelujah. And in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 27, the Bible says, and the kingdom and dominion. I like us to project that. I got myself prepared in case, you know, the enemy can be very funny. He said, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom. Please look at these scriptures. If you have your Bible, underline it, mark it, go back, meditate on it. He said, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High. I told you this thing is now. It has been given unto you. It is for the church. Dominion is for the church. He said, it shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. You will understand this better and appreciate it better when you see Daniel chapter 6 and verse 1 to 3. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 verse 26, 27, 28, which we have been introduced to from the beginning of this year. If you look critically at verse 28, this explains why we are created to have and exercise dominion. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. Okay, let me just quickly. He said, verse 26 said, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. We will keep saying it. Let them have dominion. We are not tired of saying it. Let them have dominion. The entrance of the world brings light, and it brings illumination to the simple. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And what? Let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing. that creepeth upon the earth. Next verse. He says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God said, behold, no, 28, sorry. And God blessed them. So God did not just create, he now blessed us with something. Thank you, Pastor Tokwe. He did justice to that word. God blessed them and gave them some specific talents. Gave not everybody saw me, gave 2, 5, 2, 1. And he gave them some. He said, my son, you smell like the field which the Lord has blessed. You are smelling whenever you pass me. You smell like the field which the Lord has blessed. That's your proclamation every day. Even if the things that you are doing is not working, I don't care. But you need to remember the word and say, the Lord bless them. Please put that scripture. And he said what? Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Multiply and replenish the earth. Subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. He said, God bless them. And he said what? Be fruitful. Now in verse 28, what I wrote here, this explains why we are created to have dominion, because God has blessed us already. Don't think you are not fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You must understand. You must accept it. You shouldn't deny it. Some people say, Pastor Barra, every time you come with your word, let's the moment you start telling yourself, let's leave the world one side, you know that's where your problem starts. Everything God has said in his word concerning you is what he means and concerning you. He said, I know the thought that I think some of you, they are thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future end. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Hallelujah. So I wrote down, dominion simply means having rulership of something. To be in control of the affairs of your life. To be in command of one field of endeavor. Let me start with this field of endeavor. To be in command. You must be in command. Whether you are an artist. Whether you are a shoemaker. Whether you make shoes. Whether you are a tailor. You must be in what? Command. You must understand the current trend in that business. You can't just sit down and say, let me wait for them to bring style. You will soon fizzle out. You must undergo self-development. Pastor almost embarrassed me on Sunday, the other day. And he asked me a question that is not in my line as a salesman. What is my business with those things that he said? But you know what happened? We have what we call sales and marketing. Even in sales and marketing, we still have sales. Core sales, like then we have the marketing, which are the routes to market guys. Those ones, they don't go, they don't do sales, they are not on that target. Then inside sales, we still have some people in the office. So then we still have logistics and sales, logistics sales. Then we still have technical sales. That thing is technical sales. It's not my business. I have my own business, but I don't know what happened. I think I stumbled on a document in 2024 before I was transferred and made a manager. And I was just reading, and I got to that part. It was confusing. I kept reading. I said, okay, let me just know. I want to know what to tell my customers so that when I see them and I'm you know, marketing different products to them, I tell them, okay, use this one. This one is fantastic for heavy duty blocks. It's good for fast block making, even in rainy season. Use this one during rainy season. And what happened? I was trying to broaden my horizon. Use this one for during rainy season. And in the next, let's say 2 hours, your block, what is 2 hours? 1 hour, your block is ready. So I was just trying to read wide, and I stumbled on that technical aspect, and I started reading. It was looking like chemistry and physics. I don't know chemistry. I just went on, and I picked all of those things. So imagine, Pastor now asked me that day in front of the whole world. I'll go and read again. I'll go and develop more. So you must. Develop yourself in any field of endeavor that God has placed you. Don't say, this salary is fantastic for me. I'm in this, by next year, they will increase it. You don't know what God has planned for you to take dominion in other aspects. Maybe God is seeing that in the next 2 years, your boss may be leaving that space, and who will be qualified to take over the shoes of your boss might be you, if only you have developed yourself. Hallelujah. Also, to have dominion simply means being in control of the affairs of your life. Like I just mentioned, you speak what you want to see. Whatever you name that situation, if doctor tells you that sickness is a sickness that it cannot go, you have to live with it for life. You have to rename it yourself. You are in control. God, see, let me tell you, and I want to shock you. On earth, as far as God is concerned, He has given you dominion here on earth. God is not in control of your affairs here on earth. You are in control. If you accept it and say, oh, doctor said this, and maybe I should just live with it, that will be your position. But I pray that will not be your position in Jesus' name. You are in control of the affairs of your life. Give no place for the devil. Give no place at all for the devil. That's what dominion means. And you see in Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 and verse 20, Daniel chapter 1 and verse 17 and 20, we see in verse 17 clearly, scripture made us to understand. I love this scripture. It says, and as for these four boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, plus Daniel, he said, God gave them what? Knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning. In all learning. In all learning. In all learning. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning. I could remember when I was in consulting, I never liked recruitment. I preferred advisory, which we do. Training. We call it learning and development. Then that organization, learning and development, and also we are involved in assessment centers and all that. I just love going out to the field. So recruitment, you just sit down, spool out CVs, get them, look at CVs that match. Anything that will just keep me. That was my weakest point in consulting. But what did I do? I had to go develop myself. I had to develop myself in that area, because I now realized that most organizations were looking for, high-skilled consultants that could pilot some aspect of recruitment. And, leveraging on competencies-based interview was one strength that I had. It was one key strength that I had. I remember the first time I did outside the organization, I had to write down what I was interviewing somebody, and I was writing down word for word. I don't know if you think that is possible. It was possible for me. Maybe I missed just 10% of what that person said. And when it was time to rate that person, we all came as consultants then. When it was time to rate that person, to rate our participants, and I rated my participants, and they asked me, how did you get this result? And I brought out my own rating sheet, and I said, this and this and this is what the person said, because we are trying to avoid bias. And I said, for this reason, I gave the person this score. And I said, I was expecting this, but this person not touched. So I was, at that time, I was the youngest, I was rated the best, I've forgotten then, because I had to go the extra mile. It was challenging, it was difficult. But I read that thing in the book, and I said, okay, this is what I can do. Because after rating, you see everybody just, all the interviewers just gather the forms and go for lunch and come back. After you eat amala, eat away, you eat rice, what will you remember the person said? But I realized that if I could write all these things, even if I pick 90% of their statement, I'll be able to rate them effectively when it was time, for rating. So God gave me that knowledge and skill in that aspect. And I know that the law of us that God is pointing into that direction in our business and on the job. Please don't just overlook it. You want to have dominion this year, you need to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Don't just say, pastor has declared it, we name and we claim. No. Oh, it doesn't work that way. You have to do some work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, God gave them knowledge and what? Skill in all learning. All. Even that aspect that I never liked. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And in verse 20, he said, and in all matters, I'm emphasizing this because Some of us are in some organization, we say, this is not my business, it is your business. Okay, tomorrow you want to be MD. Or you want, we are saying it now because most of us here are going to be captain of industries. We can't remain the same way we are. I'm telling you. In fact, I told myself, and I'm going to jump one particular road now. I will jump it. I don't want it. It will limit. I want to jump it to the next one. And that is what I want, and that's what God will give me. Praise the Lord. So, you see what scripture said in verse 20. It said, in all matters of wisdom, in all matters of wisdom, understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them what? 10 times better. Don't think those other guys were not better. They were good. But he said he found them 10 times better. Hallelujah. So you want to have dominion this year, it's a time for you to read. It's a time for you to study. He said, my son Timothy, study. Study to show yourself approved. So do not study. What happens? You are disapproved. You are not approved. Hallelujah. Daniel 6 and verse 3. The Bible said, then this Daniel was preferred above. Daniel had dominion. Daniel is somebody we can look at and we say, look, this guy like Joseph enjoyed dominion. He said, then this Daniel was preferred. I just prefer him above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. The king now thought to set him over the whole realm. That's dominion. He said he was preferred because what? An excellent spirit was in him. An excellent spirit was in him. And I wrote down here that why do you think Daniel had this kind of dominion? He studied and he loved God. He studied and he loved God. You don't love God, you don't study, and you want to have dominion. So at the end of the year, by the time we are looking at, you are just trying to look at what you have achieved and you see that things are not in place. Look at your life. Am I really studying? Do I really love God? Hallelujah. Dominion is having authority from on high to reign in life. Not your own authority. As I'm speaking now, I'm not speaking on my own authority. Jesus Christ has given Pastor Wenga Shafet the authority as the head of this church on earth. The chief servant of this church. And as I stand here, I am not standing in my own authority. I'm standing in the authority of Jesus and God's servant. Praise the Lord. So dominion is that authority that God has given to you from on high. You must understand that. He has made us kings and priests. And we shall reign on earth. Rule. We shall lead. Hear this and hear this well. I have said this. God delegated authority to man after he created him to rule over the affairs of this life. See that in verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1. He delegated that authority to you. He said, go and rule. As I'm trying to say, I am not here on my own. Pastor delegated that authority to me. He said, stand in my place. So that's how God has given you that authority. Go and rule. Go. Have dominion. Hallelujah. You become what you think. Hallelujah. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil. Praise the Lord. Now in Psalm 8 and verse 6, he said, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All things. All things. He didn't say some. So whatever you think, whatever you can imagine that you want to actualize, that you want to achieve in life, God said it is possible. All things. All things. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands and has put all things under his feet. I'm getting somewhere. Praise the Lord. He didn't say some. Your career growth is in your hands. Your business expansion is in your hands. Your better opportunities that you desire in life, you've got to speak it. The wealth you want to see, you have to say it. Hallelujah. So everything is under your control. Everything, the way Adam was naming all of them one by one. You run too fast. I name you cheetah. You want to, this situation, you look like something that will make me break even. I will call you breakthrough. You name that situation. You are not afraid. You are not afraid to call it, you know, a name the way the world names it. No. I said it too. I've said it times without number. You see this thing? It has paved a lot of way for me. It has paved so many way for me. Even when we were causing trouble in secondary school, when we caused the trouble finish, and I wear my glasses and I pass. He's not among. Somebody can swear with his life that this guy is not among. But I was the major troublemaker. I don't need to go into that. Today is a holy Sunday. Hallelujah. I was the major. I had to begin to speak it. I say, look, you can't be at my disadvantage. You must be at my advantage. When we go into some offices, sometimes they give me chair as if I'm my boss. I will now be the one to say, no, see him here. I will just shift. You must use that negative situation you think that is negative situation. You must use it at your own advantage. Yes, I am not where I think God has predestined me to be, but I am on the step to that promotion. Whatever is happening to me now is only preparing me for my tomorrow. I am only been going through this wilderness experience so that by the time I get there, I will know how to appreciate people. I will know how to take care of people. Hallelujah. So don't see any negative experience as punishment from God. You have to turn it to your own advantage. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13. I'm trying to run very fast. Thou shalt be above only. I'm quoting all of these scriptures. If you can write them down and go back home, add them to your scripture bank for dominion. Shall be above only. That means God did not make any provision for you to be average. God did not make any provision. Oh, in 20, sometime back, I just reflected and I said, God, is this what you actually planned for me? And I started speaking and speaking and speaking. Praise the Lord. Quickly, how to exercise dominion. Just 3 points. Number one, it takes a renewed mind. Now, number one, how to exercise dominion. Number one is have a dominion mindset. Having a dominion mindset. It starts from here. So all what I've been saying boils down to this number one. All what I've just said now boils down to this number one. Have a dominion mindset. It takes a renewed mind to walk in dominion. It takes a renewed mind. The mind is a battlefield. Pastor spoke so well, I think that was on Friday, if not mistaken, yeah, on the mind. Have a renewed mind. Romans 12 and verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world. The world has a standard. You are not of this world. Be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world says there is a step you must take. There are this, you must this and this. You must pass through this to get to. That's the world. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Where you are today is where your thought has brought you. Where you are today is where your thought has brought you. And where you will be tomorrow is what you are thinking about today about yourself. Where you will be tomorrow, you have to start thinking about it now. Because you can see that God has put you in some position, whether negative or whether positive, is by reason of your thinking. I want to get to this position by so time. I want to get here. I want to achieve this. You start thinking. When you start thinking, your whole spirit becomes alive. It alerts you on what to do to get there. Hallelujah. Therefore, you have to transform your thinking. In other words, transforming your thinking means you are also transforming your life. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 23 and verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think defeat, forget it. If you think this dominion is just for pastors, forget it. If you think this dominion is just for those shouting, that's what you will get. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. He didn't say pastors or bishops or big men of God, be fruitful. He said, everyone be fruitful. Hallelujah. As a man thinks in his heart, as a man thinks, some people say, this Lagos is too tough. You can't buy a property in this Lagos. You can't do anything. It's a lie. You can, if you think that you can, you will achieve it. Just think. Sweat your brain. I know the thought I think towards you. They are thought of peace. God said it. So you challenge God sometimes. God, if you said this, if you said I will be above only, I will not be below. Why am I now in this state? Why have I not achieved this? God will begin to talk to you on necessary steps to take. Hallelujah. You become what you think. You become what you think. You can't exercise dominion until your mind is renewed. If your thinking is faulty, no matter how you pray, your life will be faulty. If your thinking is 0 over 10, no matter how you pray, do night vigil, kabash, you will remain there. They used to yab us those days when we're growing up as Christians. Say these ones. Those days, if you see some Christian brothers that used to be jinjim in prayer, their belts would be facing east-west road. You know, upside down. They are always looking tattered and rugged. But I realized a senior friend of mine, Pastor Joe, first of all worked in a company, paying him peanuts. We kept praying. Bam, the guy got an Ajib job. And I told myself, Pastor Joe can get this job in Ajib, and I'm praying the way he's praying, I will get it. But he didn't just stop there. I started thinking the way he was thinking. He started teaching me, you have to think big. It is not a crime. It is not a crime to think that you can have a property in Ikoyi. It is not a sin. Think it and allow God to do his own. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What you think determines who you are, and who you are determines what you do, and what you do determines who you become. Get it? What you think determines who you are. Who you are now determines what you will do. Who you are, when you think something, it now begins to work some sense in your head. You now begin to do something about it. You don't just sit down, say, dominion, it's coming. It's coming. It has passed. It has hit Pastor Benga. Now he's moving this direction. It's coming like. I'm the next person. No, you must do something. Study. You must do something. If your business is in a small scale before and you want to expand, you ask God, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go to? You must do something. You must take steps. I will say that again. What you think determines who you are. If you think small, that means you are a small man. If you think big, you are a big man. And when you are a big man, you are a big man. When somebody tell you are a big man, don't tell them, I beg. I say, yes, I'm a big man. I'm a big babe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a big babe. I have my own wealth. My husband too is coming with his own. And together we are going to cause commotion on the earth. Hallelujah. So what you think determines who you are. And who you are determines what you will do. That doing is very key. Then what you do now determines what you become. People does not see all the steps. What you do, what you think. Nobody sees you when you are thinking in your house. When you are soaking career and you are thinking. You put a very large factory in your wall and you are thinking, this is where my office will be. This is where apart from the security house, I want another security that will be up that nobody will know. They will monitor. You start thinking how your industry, how it's going to be. And you are, nobody sees all of that. But the manifestation will show. Dominion cannot be hidden, cannot be trapped. Hallelujah. But you start from a renewed mindset. Please. If you are doing a business in a small scale, please. Have a renewed mindset that kings and priests will be your customers. then you will not sweat. Hallelujah. I say you will not sweat. I'm telling you what I have experienced, as in I have experienced it. Praise the Lord. Scripture said, okay, I wrote down something. Christians pray, but we don't think. We pray, but we don't think. The moment I realized back in PH, that I have to start thinking what I want to see. I read books. I don't know if this is a Christian book, Power of Positive Thinking. I read that book. And that book has affected positively my life today. The person that gave me did not read it though. He's now chatting me that I should buy that book I gave him. I said, if I see it, I'll buy. Power of Positive Thinking. You can't be thinking negatively. No. You can't be thinking negatively. Where do you want your children to school now? And they are just 2 years, 3 years. Start thinking about it. When you think about it, God will put you, I give you ideas for what to do. And when you do that, you begin to see results. When others are struggling in the next 20 years, when your children are going to university, you will walk in dominion. They ask you how much is the school fees, you say, I pay. And your daughter will tell you, Daddy, one girl is struggling in my class, she doesn't have school fees. You say, how? That's dominion. That's part of it. So the thinking, it starts now. You start thinking and you start working it out. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 1 and verse 18 says, God said, come and let us reason together. So some people think God does not reason. God is reasoning. Come and let us reason together. Praise the Lord. And Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, he said, the thoughts that I think towards you, they are thought of peace. You tell yourself, when things are not, you have not started experiencing that dominion, tell yourself, God, you said the thoughts that you think towards me, they are thought of peace. They are thought of dominion. They are thought of excelling. See Daniel. See Joseph. You start naming. That's why you must know scriptures. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, it says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Say, if there be any victory, if there be any praise, think on these things. Why must you be thinking on poverty and negativity? Why? Why? Christians are killing themselves every day, destroying the mandate that God has placed in their hands, like that man that God gave one talent. When Pastor Tope was preaching, I said, that man could be somebody in my own office. He will do report, he will tire. He will give report, he will report. Even if I don't do those reports too, I give it to my down, but sometimes I have to. So I now look for serious-minded people that will give those reports. So that when I'm doing maybe sales, things that will push sales for that day, once I see this report, sometimes God will just say, open, and I see some errors, I send it back. But sometimes I don't have to look at it because I don't have the time. I just push it. But you see, that man that did not do anything with that one talent, he looks like somebody that does not have a sense of responsibility. He looks like a Christian. He's a Christian because God found him worthy to give him that one talent. He looks like somebody that does not want any report. What did you do with the one talent? I mean, don't ask me. You gave me. Forget about it. You have given me. That's a lazy Christian. That's not a Christian that can have dominion, sir. But the one that he gave to, what happened? He went to multiply. The one he gave 5 went, oh my God. And God said, come and take extra. That's where we are going to. God has given you dominion. You multiply it. And God is saying you are going to take territories. You are going to take larger territories. You don't understand. Look at that scripture that Pastor Tope quote. He gave you 5 places to take over. And you managed it well. Oh my God. You know what happened? Recently, we are going through some surge in the company now where a lot of companies are doing... a lot of companies are ordering for cement at the same time. So there's scarcity, kind of. So before now, I allow my reports to just allocate the truck and push it anyhow. But one lady, when the truck comes to our territory, is that she wants to confuse my anointing. I will allocate the truck by virtue of my office. Give this person number 1, give this person number 2, give this person number 3 truck. The last one that broke the camel's back that made me understood that something was fishy was that she gave number 3 truck to number 2. Which is, I was expecting that the number 3 person was my least person for that day. So I wanted him to take the last truck coming in. But unfortunately for her, she didn't know that the number 2 truck was still far. So I was thinking, okay, let number 1 take number 2, let number 3 now wait and take the last one. So I now discovered that something was fishy. I now discovered that something was really not, you know, going on well. And I have to just remove all the authority. In fact, I'm not the one that did it. They called us in Lagos for a meeting for that number 3 guy. I was the one that actually raised. I said, why is this guy not getting this thing? Why? Because they've taken that guy's position and given it out. So the guy kept disturbing me. And I now called, why is this guy not getting this thing? And I had to know, or God now opened up to me what was going on. Now, you see what she has been enjoying? Everything, I now had to move it away from her. Because she's going to cause confusion for me. Hallelujah. He said, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report. He said, what? Think on these things. Now, let me just take us to Numbers 13, verse 27. Numbers 13 and verse 27. I'll show us something I know we are very, very familiar. Can you project that scripture for me, please? Numbers 13 and verse 27. I want to show us something very key. Yes, we are very familiar with this story. He said, and they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. They are speaking to Moses now, the 12 spies. They say, we have come to the land that you show us of a truth. The land is flowing with what? Milk and honey. Let me explain this to you. Because they brought a fruit of the land as an evidence. In my community, we have oil, crude oil, right? So, for me to come back to God's servant and say, look, you have sent me to that land. I now brought gallon of unrefined crude oil. And pastor, as a very smart person, will look at it. Ah, brother, this is gold. He confirmed it. So, they brought that. I want you to understand. They brought fruits of that land to show that this land, please put the next verse. Don't take it off. So they brought evidence of the riches in that land. Now in verse 20, he said, nevertheless, they now came. 10 of them now came. Now spoke. He said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled. That means they are saying the city's defense is so high. How did they now get in there? You got in there defense. Okay. And the cities are walled. Please help me. Help me. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Move on to the next verse. No, let me take verse 30. Verse 30, please. And Caleb stilled the people. Shut up! Caleb had to shut that negative mentality because he knew that they are well able to have dominion over that land. So whenever you see some thoughts come to your mind and say, do you think you can amount to this? Shut it up immediately. Some thoughts. You just blow your mind. Do you think this thing pastor is saying? You can even come in your dialect. Oroi, forget this matter. This thing pastor is saying now for those days of Elijah and Elisha. Shut it up! It will look as if you are not okay. But you don't care. Hallelujah. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. The next verse. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people. Oh. We cannot do it. Know those people. If you see that, you will know. So rugged. We cannot do it. Oh. If you want to do it, use your business. For they already prophesied that they are stronger than. Yeah, the next verse. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they searched of the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is the land that eateth up its inhabitants, but you came back alive. The land, they eat people, but you know it's you. You came back and you can't go back. Okay. It's not to come back and re-strategize. And he said, and all the people that we saw in it are of great stature. The next verse, 33. This is where I'm going for. And there we saw the giants and the son of Anak. Those are the descendants of giants. Anak, the sons of Anak. They call them the... There's another name, Anakite or something like that. Those are like Goliath's people. They say, we saw the giant. It's true, they saw it. That's what I'm saying. You see impossibility, but you are still going and say, I must have dominion. He said, and there we saw the giants and the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were as them in their own sight, in our own sight rather, as grasshopper. And we were, that's what we were in their sight. He said, they look like grasshoppers. Those people say, Moses, well, see, the way those guys, the way, if you see them, we're just like grasshoppers before them. Hallelujah. And I wrote down something about grasshopper mentality. Let me just jump quickly down there because of time. I wrote down something about grasshopper mentality. It refers to a mindset of fear, inferiority complex, and doubt. That is what most Christians are experiencing now. Fear. God has said I will have dominion in this aspect of my business, but I am afraid. There is this fear. What if I fail? What will happen? They will mock me. In fact, my cousins will mock me if I fail. They are waiting. That's fear, inferiority complex, and doubt. And we have a lot of scriptures to kill all of that, which I won't bore you with that this morning. So number one, I said how to exercise dominion mindset. You have to have dominion mindset. Number two, be word loaded. Be word loaded. That's where most Christians miss it. They are not word loaded. They move out round about like walking cops without the word. Psalm 119 verse 130. It said, the entrance of thy word brings light and illumination and understanding. The entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. So when you carry the word, you receive understanding on that matter that you are struggling about. It is, we know that it is tough, but when you are word loaded, you receive light and understanding in that matter. You just stay in the place. You are, even if you are not praying at that time, you can even be washing or in the bathroom and you shout glory. Somebody will ask you, say, don't worry. You caught something. That light just broke out, and that's it. And that's the transformation. Hallelujah. You have to be word loaded. There is no, you can't run away from it. Study. Take the word. Chew it. The height of a building determines the depth of the foundation. The height of which you are to attain dominion with God determines the depth, your depth in God's word. Or are you just a Christian morning devotion person? Praising the Lord. I told my wife, morning songs I don't want. Let me sing the one that will take me to heaven, bring me back. Take me just the way we sing here. No, we don't sing that in the house, but you know, sometimes we have some people around, so we want to make the devotion easy. I say, no, it is not for them. This devotion is for me and for our family. Let them join us. We take them to ascend. We can't, because of them, be singing some kind of song that I'm not belittling. I just told her. You know, because I noticed that she was trying to make the song. I'm not coming to sing one kind of song. Well, there are some songs that they don't even mean anything. They don't mean anything. You tell somebody to sing a song. You will not have to start teaching them our own tribe. Hallelujah. So the height of a building determines the depth of the foundation. The more you go deeper in God's word, the more your dominion increases. Acts 19 verse 20, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. We saw that in Acts 19 verse 20. Knowledge will put you in command. Take time to improve your knowledge in God's word. Joshua chapter, you want to be in command of your prosperity. See Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Say, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of my mouth. I shall meditate on it day and night. Not day and night. Bible before breakfast. I shall meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah. You want to enjoy peace? Psalm 119 verse 165. You want to enjoy healing and good health. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word. You must know all of these scriptures. He sent his word and his word healed them and delivered them. Hallelujah. Everything you ever think in this life is wrapped up in the word of God. And number three, as I round up, be a lover of God's word. You want to walk in dominion this year, exercise full dominion. Be a lover of God's, of God. Be a lover of God. Be a lover of God. Be a lover of God. It sounds very simple. God is not prayer. God is not prayer. We only pray to him and he answers. God is not faith. God works with our own faith to do the miraculous for us. God is not miracle. He works miracles as we desire. But scripture says God is love. One of the things that have kept me in Harvest Word Assembly glowing is the way pastor has taught us love. 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 We used to sing a song. Love. Love, love. This love has captured me, oh love. Love, love, Messiah's love. Messiah's love. I think pastor should be a psalmist too. Because most times when he sings, this love has captured me, oh love. Love, love, Messiah. I remember pastor kept telling us then, love. He kept teaching us the meaning of love, the meaning of love. And that's why you see love as part of our vision in this church, to build a city of refuge where all can find and dwell in God's love. So God is love. You want to walk in dominion this year, walk in dominion throughout this year, be a God lover. I see some people, their car break down. They're on their way coming to church, their car break down, and they say, no, Mba, let's just maybe... They feel that, oh, they can't come to church again. Let's turn back, let's turn back, let's turn back. No other plan. Let's just go back. They are just angry. Or maybe you are coming to your church and you say, this church is too far. This church is just too far. I can't just be coming to this church. It's too far. But I tell you, for the sick, there is no hospital that is too far for the sick man. He will run down there. When they say you need to go to Yanopaja or wherever that place is to get this treatment. Hallelujah. So be a lover of God. As I round up in just a few minutes, I will take that song and pray. If I want to walk in dominion, I must have the nature of God, which is love. Love. This cannot be overemphasized. Thank God for the brother that led the prayers in prayer team this morning. He kept talking about how the devil can attack you with offense. How the devil, if you are a true lover of God and somebody offends you in God's house, please go to that person, talk to that person. That offense is not for that person, it is for you. The brother started exposing us to what offense can do, and it takes you being a lover of God to overlook every other thing. Peter denied Jesus three times. Three times. But before that denial, Jesus had seen what was going to happen. And he said, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Oh yeah, feed my lamb. Peter was angry. How will you be asking this? You know I love you now. Peter, do you love me? Because the subject of love is key. So many people are bitter in the church because somebody has offended them. Please. Go back and ask God for mercy. If you are a lover of God, you can't keep malice with anybody in the church. Any believer. You can decide to cut off for some people that want to make you not achieve your dominion mandate, but in God's house. Hallelujah. And Jesus asked Peter three times. And Jesus said, okay. The love question that Jesus asked Peter was to forgive Peter of that, you know, incident that Peter actually denied him. Hallelujah. Can we just have the Romans chapter 8 and verse 35 as a roundup? I think we'll just take that song. I'll stop here. Romans 8 verse 35. Romans 8 verse 35. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Come on, look at this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? Who? Is it tribulation? Is it distress? Are you not distressed?
You have received the word, and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.